Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath extends invitation for Mahakumbh Mela to prominent leaders. IMD issues warning for cold wave conditions in North India. Srinagar-Jammu National Highway closed for vehicular traffic from both directions due to snowfall. European Union rules requiring all new smartphones, tablets and cameras to use same C-type charger comes into force. Delhi SG Pipers beat Gonasika 4-2 in a shootout in the inaugural match of the Hockey India League at Rourkela in Odisha. And world chess number one Magnus Carlsen quits FIDE World Rapid and Blitz Chess Championships in New York over dress code issue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath met prominent leaders in the national capital yesterday to invite them for the Mahakumbh Mela 2025. It will be held from January 13 to February 26 at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Among those Mr. Adityanath met were former President Ramnath Kovind, BJP National President J.P. Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Mizoram Governor-General V.K. Singh. BJP President J.P. Nadda has accused the Congress of indulging in political gimmicks over the demise of former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. Mr. Nadda alleged that the Congress party is using Dr. Manmohan Singh's name for political gains.
कांग्रेस जिसने डॉक्टर मनमोहन सिंह को जीते जी कभी भी वास्तविक सम्मान नहीं दिया अब उनके सम्मान के नाम पर राजनीति कर रहे हैं पूर्व प्रधानमंत्री आदरणीय मनमोहन सिंह जी की समाधि के लिए आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में सरकार ने जगह भी दी और परिवार को सूचित भी किया है फिर भी कांग्रेस झूठी खबरें फैला रही
The BJP chief highlighted that the Prime Minister's Museum was established by the NDA government to honour all Prime Ministers of the country. Indian space research organisation ISRO is set to launch its space docking experiment, SPADX, tomorrow. In an interview, Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said that the ISRO's year-end mission will be a historic one as it will seek the rare feat of docking or merging two satellites in space. Dr. Singh said that the SPADX mission will mark India's entry into the exclusive league of nations capable of mastering space docking. He underscored that in a unique approach, the PSLV rocket will launch two satellites equipped with indigenous technology, the Bharatiya docking system, to demonstrate this complex feat. The launch is scheduled at 21:58 hours tomorrow from the first launch pad at Sriharikota. India's workhorse polar satellite launch vehicle, PSLV C-60, will launch the two 220kg satellites in a 470km circular orbit. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has asked the administration to promote solar energy for the advancement of agriculture, electricity generation, industries and the service sectors. Speaking at a meeting of the Board of Directors of the Maharashtra State Electricity Board in Mumbai, he said while expediting ongoing solar energy projects, quality should be maintained. Mr. Fadnavis, who also holds the energy portfolio, said they have to make Maharashtra self-reliant in the energy sector. Akashvani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in its special year-ender series. Today, we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Ministry of Finance.
The ministry has consistently advanced fiscal governance and public welfare through innovative financial management and policy reforms. The implementation of direct benefit transfer via the public financial management system has supported the Digital India mission. It enabled real-time, transparent fund transfer for over 1,206 schemes in the ongoing financial year. The highlight of this year has been the social security reforms for the government employees with the Unified Pension Scheme, which will be implemented from April next year. It guarantees assured pensions and inflation-adjusted benefits for retired personnel. Financial inclusion remained the top priority for the ministry, and initiatives like Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana, Mudra and Stand Up India, among others, made significant progress. In the agriculture sector, the ministry has facilitated credit disbursements with agricultural credit increasing from 8.45 lakh crore rupees in the financial year 2014-15 to 24.30 lakh crore rupees in the financial year 2023-24. Sumit Saha for Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning for cold wave conditions in northern India beginning today. In its forecast, the IMD stated that minimum temperatures are likely to fall by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 2 days due to a western disturbance near Pakistan. The western disturbance is also likely to affect the western Himalayan region from January 1 to 6. Cold wave conditions are very likely in isolated pockets of Himachal Pradesh from today to January 1. The Srinagar-Jammu National Highway, NH44, has been closed due to snow accumulation and slippery road conditions. Vehicular traffic on the highway has been stopped from both directions. Over 1,300 heavy motor vehicles are reported to be stranded in the Qazigund section, Ramban, Udhampur and Jammu. The Srinagar-Leh Highway and the Mughal Road connecting South Kashmir's Shopian district with Rajouri and Poonch districts in the Jammu region are still closed due to snow accumulation. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The high-level officials from traffic and line departments will assess the road condition this morning to decide about the restoration of traffic on the Srinagar-Jammu highway. Meanwhile, the commuters have been advised to undertake journey only after confirming the status of the road from traffic control units in Srinagar and Jammu. The administration is taking tangible measures to restore all essential services and supplies across Kashmir region. The Directorate of Health Services Kashmir has established a round-the-clock control room in Srinagar to handle any eventualities caused by the recent snowfall. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
Himachal Pradesh has witnessed a surge in cold wave conditions due to snowfall in high altitude areas and widespread rainfall in the lower regions. Our correspondent reports that the snowfall and rainfall have led to a significant drop in temperatures. More from our correspondent.
People in the tribal areas of the state are facing severe cold. Several roads in Kinnaur district are closed for traffic and power supply has been disrupted in many areas. Similarly, high altitude areas of Lahul Spiti, Kullu, Chamba and Shimla district have received snowfall, causing difficulties for the locals. However, the weather is clear today, which will bring some relief to the people. The Met Department has predicted clear weather in the state for the next 2 days. Prabha Sharma, Akashvani News, Shimla.
In South Korea, an aircraft carrying 181 people has crashed at an airport, killing at least 28 people. The aircraft drove off a runway and crashed into a wall at the Muan International Airport in the southwest of the country. The Jeju Air plane was reportedly flying back from Bangkok in Thailand, and the accident took place while it was landing. The cause of the crash is unclear, but a bird strike may have caused the landing gear to malfunction. European Union rules requiring all new smartphones, tablets and cameras to use the same charger came into force yesterday. The EU said it will cut costs and waste. Manufacturers are now obliged to fit devices sold in the 27-nation bloc with a USB-C, the port chosen by the European Union, as the common standard for charging electronic devices. We have a report.
The EU Parliament wrote on social media that all new mobile phones, tablets, digital cameras, headphones, speakers, keyboards and many other electronics sold in the EU will have to be equipped with a USB Type-C charging port. The EU has said the single charger rule will simplify the life of Europeans and slash costs for consumers. By allowing consumers to purchase a new device without a new charger, it will also reduce the mountain of obsolete chargers, the bloc has argued. The law was first approved in 2022 following a tussle with US tech giant Apple. It allowed companies until yesterday to adapt. Makers of laptops will have extra time from early 2026 to also follow suit. Most devices already use these cables, but Apple was more than a little reluctant. The firm said in 2021 that such regulation stifles innovation, but by September last year, it had begun shipping phones with the new port. USB-C ports can charge at up to 100 watts, transfer data up to 40 gigabits per second, and can serve to hook up to external displays. Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now, news from the world of sports.
The Hockey India League kicked off yesterday with an intense match as Delhi SG Pipers edged past Gonasika 4-2 in a shootout after a 2-2 draw in regulation time. Thomas Domene shone for the Pipers with two penalty corner conversions. Today, Hyderabad Tufans will face Srachi Rad Bengal Tigers in Rourkela, Odisha at 6 p.m. Later at the same venue, Surma Hockey Club will take on Tamil Nadu Dragons. Moving on to the world of football, where in the Indian Super League ISL, Jamshedpur FC will take on Kerala Blasters FC in Jamshedpur today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Hyderabad FC and East Bengal FC shared the spoils with a 1-1 draw. Jackson Singh scored for East Bengal while Manoj Mohammad netted a late equalizer for Hyderabad. In another match, Bengaluru FC trihamed over Chennai and FC 4-2 with Ryan Williams scoring twice. In the world of chess, a controversy has unfolded at the FIDE World Rapid and Blitz Chess Championships as Magnus Carlsen withdrew after being penalized for violating the tournament's dress code by wearing jeans. Deputy FIDE President Vishwanathan Anand stated that Carlsen's refusal to comply left officials no choice but to unpair him. With Mayur, this is Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In cricket, Australia were 85 for 4 in their second innings against India on the fourth day of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne when reports last came in. Jasprit Bumrah and Mohammad Siraj each picked up a wicket. Bumrah dismissed Sam Constance and Siraj sent Usman Khawaja back to the pavilion. Earlier, India resumed their first innings at the overnight score of 358 for 9 this morning, but they were bowled out for 369. The five-match series is currently tied 1-1. In Ladakh, the 18th edition of the CEC Ice Hockey Championship kicked off yesterday at Leh. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Ice hockey is one of the prestigious winter sporting events in Ladakh. It is organized under natural weather conditions in freezing temperatures. Series of ice hockey tournaments are held during the winter months and are organized by defense and locals due to its popularity among the masses. In this ongoing CC Ice Hockey Championship, 16 teams, including 6 teams of women, are participating in the championship. With Khushit Yusuf, this is Yang Chen Dolma for Akashwani News from Leh Ladakh.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sanjay. Photographs of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's final journey and cremation dominate the front pages today. In a touching caption, The Times of India writes, "Thank you and goodbye, Dr. Sahab. The Asian age notes daughter lights XPM spire." Taking note of an interesting statistic released by the Election Commission on the 2024 Lok Sabha elections, the Indian Express reports overseas voter turnout drops to 2.5% from 25.6% in 2019, nil in Tamil Nadu, Karnataka. Russian President Vladimir Putin's comments on the crash of an Azerbaijan Airlines flight in Grozny gets wide attention. Putin apologizes to Azerbaijan President over mystery plane crash, reports the Hindustan Times. And finally, on the rain in Delhi from 8:30 a.m. on Friday to 8:30 a.m. on Saturday, The Pioneer writes, highest single-day December rainfall in 101 years. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Shagun. And now for before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath extends invitation for Mahakumbh Mela 2025 to prominent leaders. IMD issues warning for cold wave conditions in North India. Srinagar-Jammu National Highway closed for vehicular traffic from both directions due to snowfall. European Union rules requiring all new smartphones, tablets and cameras to use same C-type charger comes into force. Delhi SG Pipers beat Gonasika 4-2 in a shootout in the inaugural match of the Hockey India League at Rourkela in Odisha. And world chess number one Magnus Carlsen quits FIDE World Rapid and Blitz Chess Championships in New York over dress code issue. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.